A clean-up is underway in the United Arab Emirates after torrential downpours killed at least one person and caused damage to homes and businesses. The UAE witnessed record rainfall with more than 250 millimetres falling in some parts yesterday in less than 24 hours, according to the National Meteorological Centre. Irishwoman Amanda Gavin has been living in Dubai for 11 years. She told the News at One that despite weather warnings from the government, the volume of rain took many by surprise.
It was catastrophic, really. It was torrential rain, four or five bouts of it during the day, which has caused quite a lot of upset for families and businesses in the area. At 3 o'clock yesterday, literally the whole city went black, and it was like something I've never seen before, and then it was just torrential rain. Obviously, the infrastructure, you know, with obviously Dubai being in sand, you know, it's not the best situation. So there was a lot of flooding. We had flooding in our villa. The whole top floor flooded because of the drains got blocked. So it was a kinder case of trying to keep the water at bay from destroying the whole house. But we managed to get it sorted and get it under control late last night when the rain stopped. So it's a lot of damage to a lot of properties, including our own.
Amanda Gavin. Well, let's talk now to Dubai-based journalist Casey Fitzgerald, who's on the line. Casey, thanks indeed for taking our call today. Now, there were warnings of this storm, but it seems they didn't capture the extent of the downpour.
Yeah, we had warnings a day in advance. Thanks for having me on, first of all, Brian, and thanks for covering the story. Government announced that schools would shut, so they had warnings ahead of time. Government offices closed, and a lot of people worked from home on the day itself, thankfully, but still no one expected what we saw yesterday. As you said yourself, the biggest rainfall in the country's climatic history, 250 millimetres of rain in 24 hours, and just pitch black, intense storm, unlike I've ever seen before. It came in bouts throughout the day and just kind of lashed homes and has resulted in kind of the major disruption of activity that we're seeing today.
And in your own case, Casey, I think you did make it to your workplace, but then had to return home.
Yeah, I work for a local news channel, Love in Dubai. We have a morning show. So I tried to make it in this morning. And so I got a bit of a glimpse of the aftermath on the roads. Some of the streets are still completely flooded, cordoned off. And when I eventually made it to the office, the doors were electronic and the building electricity was down. So the building itself was inaccessible. The home where I live, the lifts are broken. They're not working either. So it's affecting everyone on every level. There's no one that kind of was saved from this. Everyone has their own flood story after yesterday.
And at this stage, what's the assessment in terms of the damage? How big a cleanup operation is underway or is going to have to be undertaken?
We still don't have an idea of the scale. What we do know is schools have shut for the rest of the week, so that's good news for teachers and students. The airlines have suspended flights until midnight, which is kind of unheard of. You know, we've got one of the busiest, we have the world's busiest international airport. So for that to happen, it just kind of shows the scale of the disruption because people are, you know, struggling to get to work at the airports. The roads around the airports are flooded. It's going to take more than a day or two to get back up and running, that's for sure. People's homes, businesses, the streets. But we do trust in the system here, you know. You can see the crisis management. I saw it this morning on the roads is already in operation. The trucks are out pumping the water from the streets. But it's just going to take longer. You know, we've had floods like this on the streets before, so we're used to this kind of operation. They have systems in place, but we've just never experienced this amount of rainfall.
All right. Casey, thanks indeed for talking to us. That's Casey Fitzgerald speaking to us there from Dubai.